On Thursday, July 14th, please proceed to order at 9:24 a.m. Second item is Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Commissioner Caraballi.
Present.
Commissioner Duche.
Present.
Commissioner Flynn.
Here.
Commissioner Kleinfeld. Commissioner Marino.
Here.
Commissioner Mijak.
Here.
Commissioner Miller.
Yes.
Commissioner Sabatini.
Here.
Commissioner Sager.
Here.
Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Commissioner Toko.
Here.
Commissioner Vosburgh.
Here.
Adoption of the agenda as amended to include item 10, which follows our excused absence protocol. Moved by Vosburgh, supported by Duche. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The agenda is so adopted. Approval of minutes dated June 16th, 2016.
Motion to approve.
Moved by Marino, supported by Brown. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are unanimously approved. Public participation, are there any members of the public wishing to speak? Once, twice, three times, public participation is closed. Correspondence from the executive, there's none at this time. Other than I relayed the issues that commissioners had in regards to the Veterans Museum over to the county executive's office. Just wanted to keep commissioners informed of that, as well as all departments right now are in the process, including ours, to send over budget documents to the executive finance department so that the finance department can put those together and prepare a budget, which they have to introduce to us on September 1st. We'll be meeting on September 6th, the day after Labor Day, to go over that. Just as a scheduling matter, I know that meeting's at 9 a.m. I know the day after Labor Day is pretty busy for people, and it's at 9 a.m. Would some commissioners like to move that later in the day to make it more flexible? I know that's the first day of school. If you can think about it, we can have a conversation next Wednesday at full board to see if we leave it there or move it to 4:35 that day. With that, government operations, that report flowed into finance. Just so commissioners are aware, veterans applications are due, I believe, the first week of August, and we will be looking at that at GovOps and then making a vote. Since it's three meetings in one day, we'll probably be voting on that on the second set of meetings in August, which I believe is the 18th. Health and Human Services, that report went to finance. To the finance agenda, we have a motion by the chair and the vice chair, Miller and Brown. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items all carry. Resolution approving the fiscal year 2017-2019 multi-year plan, moved by Smith, supported by Marino. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution passes unanimously. 10, approved request from Commissioner Bob Smith to be excused from absence on 7/12/16. GovOps meeting. He was attending an area agency 1B meeting.
So moved. Support.
Moved by Caraballi, supported by Brown. Bob, you want to talk about the meeting?
Well, it wasn't an official meeting. I made my mistake at that meeting, raising my hand, volunteering to be on the committee to approve and review grants for disbursement, which actually worked out very nice. I learned a lot more about the area agency. But I was part of a group that did legal, chore, home injury control, and elder abuse prevention. Luckily for me, Macomb County bids on a few of those, and I got to get out of my conflict of interest a few of them. But we sat down and went over all of the applications and talked about who we were doling money out to in all of the counties. And it was a pretty interesting process, and I'd recommend if anybody's ever on some of these committees, although it seems like a lot of work, it's a very good way to figure out what really goes on inside of these committees. So I've been on this a year. This agency is so big and diverse, and they're going through so much change that I learned more in this process in the last couple of months than I had in the first 8 months of being on it. So anyway, that's where I was.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? The absence is approved. New business, any new business before the commission? A couple items, just as a reminder, that I brought up at GovOps meeting. We're moving the full board, which was at 7 p.m. on Thursday, July 22nd, to immediately follow finance on 7/21. And just so commissioners know, I know you got the invitation, but I believe the grand opening of the parking structure is on Wednesday, 7/21 at 11 a.m. For a ribbon cutting. And I believe the next day, per an email I believe everybody got, the parking structure will be reopened. Apparently, they weren't able to get the sign card monitor up and running in time, so that won't be in use, but people will be able to park in that structure starting a week from today. Commissioner Vosburgh?
In that letter, also said the underground parking, we would get information about that later. Is that so that will not be available?
I believe that will be available, maybe not that day, but shortly thereafter. I know that parking is going to be free to all employees, which was part of the agreement the entire time. However, for people who qualify, elected officials and department heads, to park under the garage, I believe they're going to charge $25 a month. Commissioner Smith?
Are you done?
No.
But you don't know if it'll be ready at the same time?
On Thursday, I don't know if it'll be ready.
All right, thank you.
And then, maybe I missed this, but are they doing the same thing they did before with numbered parking spaces and everybody kind of had their own space before on that, or is this just a first come first serve type of thing?
So the first portion will be open to the public, first come first serve, and the back portions, everybody, every employee will have a spot, however everybody will not have a reserve spot. It's first come first serve.
The underneath won't be ready for a while, will it?
Really no work was done under there.
I'm sorry, I thought you were using it as a staging or something for a lot of...
Somebody told me yesterday that it won't have access for a while.
I'm not exactly sure, but I'll find out that answer and we'll get you that information by next week. Commissioner Smith?
No, that's fine.
Vosburgh? Were you done? Who? Septini?
Yeah, I just wanted to let everybody know that the audit was complete and shipped to the state before the deadline. General fund surplus at the end of 15 was over $72 million. That's the final. So we'll have Clem right out to present as you go through the audit.
What is that $72 million comprised of?
That was the total final number for the general fund surplus.
Sorry.
No. That's not the end. That's not the savings in 1 year. That's the cumulative.
That's the cumulative.
Do you know what it was at the beginning of the year?
I don't know. It's top of
it. Is it did it go up or down?
It did go up.
Thank you.
Do we have a scheduled meeting to...
We don't have one yet. We're working with them right now. The partner's on vacation, so we're trying to get a date for something.
Okay. Are you looking August, September, or September?
It'll be one of the two.
Okay. Go. Terrific.
Question as to that, Joe. Yes. The answer. Was there an anticipated amount versus the actual amount that we had, or do you not know?
I don't know that.
Sorry. Commissioner Kleinfeld?
Because I won't be here for the decision, I don't have a problem with what time you schedule that meeting on the first day of school.
Okay.
And thank you for some of the reschedules. I appreciate it.
Any other, Mr. Toko?
Crossroads Clubhouse, which is literally a clubhouse that provides day services to the mentally ill, is holding a fundraiser on July 22nd, which is a Friday. It's Quarter Mania at Sterling Lane. Tickets are $10. It is from 6 to, it starts at 6 o'clock. If anyone wants a ticket, I have a ticket. I'd be happy to share my tickets with anybody who would like one. I bought a whole table.
And then the August full board meeting, instead of being at 7 p.m., we'll immediately follow. I believe we have infrastructure, finance, and then immediately following that. And just to keep commissioners aware, Commissioner Vosburgh, myself, and Commissioner Smith have been working on updates and modifications to the ethics ordinance. A lot of it just provides clarity. We created the document. I think Commissioner Miller led the subcommittee. And you create this in a vacuum. However, in 5 years of practice, there's a lot that probably can be cleaned up and made more relevant. We improved some of the process situations that occur. We're looking at offering rights to those who are accused in some time frame where those individuals have to be notified, and also stipulations that the ethics board as a whole needs to make decisions in public where they can't have subcommittees or the one person can unilaterally dismiss claims. And I think commissioners will find a lot of these improvements to be positive. They'll help the public and employees and elected officials understand what's allowed and what's not allowed. So we'll be meeting with commissioners and having an education session probably at one of the public meetings in August. Any questions? Any other new business? Seeing none, public participation. Any members of the public wishing to speak? Going once, going twice.
The group of more are on their way. Can you hold it up?
Anything for you, Marv. It's your world. I'm just living in it. Public participation.
This is rock.
Twice, three times, public participation is closed. Roll call.
Commissioner Brown.
Here.
Commissioner Carabelli.
Present.
Commissioner Duje.
Yeah.
Commissioner Flynn. Commissioner Kleinfeld. Commissioner Marino.
Here.
Commissioner Mijak.
Here.
Commissioner Miller. Commissioner Sabatini. Here. Commissioner Sauger. Commissioner Smith.
Here.
Commissioner Toko. Commissioner Vosburgh.
Here.
Motion adjourned by Duje, supported by Kleinfeld. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you.
We are something else. That's right.